105 VGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Every Monday we do the Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. We have one today. Skip, though, is just talking about something. I don't know whether you meant this to be next week's topic, but it's a great one. And it's basically shows that you watch, movies that you watch, for the main protagonist who's not a very good person.
Right. Yeah.
But that's who you're watching for, and if you are honest, kind of rooting for.
The anti-hero.
Anti-hero is a good way of putting it. Because, like, I wouldn't say Darth Vader is the main protagonist. Maybe he
is.
But I watched those movies for him. Yeah. Once he was, although all six of the good ones are his story.
That's all about him.
It's all the story of Anakin Skywalker.
And like in the first one, when he's choking the guy, at 13, I'm like, this is so cool.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
And then Empire Strikes Back was his deal.
Yeah.
And he was just awesome in that. Yeah. So, but anyway, that wouldn't qualify because he's not the main protagonist. He's the main bad guy.
So, yes.
Right.
Main antagonist.
But like, so like just the example is Tony Soprano.
Yeah,
he's Tony the main Soprano, character.
The protagonist.
He's a mob boss. He's not a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But you root for him.
And you could say Michael Corleone same way.
The
mafia movies are a good example of the anti-heroes.
Do you think they're just a more extreme version of all of us?
Yeah, I think everybody has that little bit.
Has our backstory.
We have the restrictions on us where we're not going to do those things. But I think everybody has some of those tendencies at least, and you just don't do it.
Maybe. Some of the stuff that's bad that's not necessarily killing.
Right.
You know.
That's what I mean. Not everybody wants to follow the rules, but they do for whatever their reasons are.
Yeah. So today's topic are celebrities, people that we would all know, not like our brother-in-law, who have an iconic look. And the way I was thinking about this one is like when you caricature someone, if you were to caricature this artist, this celebrity, you'd go, oh, that's so-and-so. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like they're not like a big personality necessarily, more I'm thinking visually and just the way they carry themselves. So it's always good when we talk about this right before we're about to do the topic.
So the bad thing about it is I wish I did. First of all, I hate this topic.
Do you?
Yes, because it requires way more thought than I had time for today.
I hear you.
Sometimes the more cerebral ones are really fun.
Yeah.
Because I have time. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
So the longer the day when I said,
we can carry you.
Can't we do this stupid?
Yeah.
But I got a bunch, but I think there's a little bit off from what you just said because I didn't hear it described. Like, I think my first one will go right in there and at least one of my other ones. But the other ones I have are stars, celebrities, whatnot, that had a look that immediately got copied or, quickly got copied everywhere. But they're the ones that came out with it. So if you caricatured them, you wouldn't necessarily know that because there's other people, shortly afterwards that it would,
So I think yours will work.
But if you see somebody dressed like that, you're like, that's where they got it.
And we'll talk more when I give my submission. So I'm going to start?
Yeah, start off.
I'm going to go with one that does fit your description, and that is Mr. John Lennon.
Yes.
Oh, the little
squiggly.
The glasses. Exactly.
And the long hair. And then, it's really, really before the glasses, any of his iterations, the Sgt. Pepper's iterations, the beginning part. I think any of them you could instantly recognize him. He was just a different kind of look than McCartney and the others. Yeah.
Totally agree. Andrew.
Can we nominate Dave Glover? Can we nominate?
Yes, because I've seen the caricature on the T-shirts, and
that's a good point. Everybody immediately knows.
You know right away,
and no one has ever looked more like their cartoon logo.
What do we think about Carrie Fisher as Leia? Does that not work? Because I'm thinking specifically of.
I'm pretty wide open.
I'm thinking specifically of the hair thing, but Carrie Fisher didn't always have the hair thing.
Like it looks like our headphones.
Wait a minute.
You're kind of talking yourself out of it.
Let's not do that. I'm an idiot.
Carrie Fisher didn't always have that hair thing?
I mean, I've never really seen her that much.
Cinnamon buns on the side of her head?
How about Jack Nicholson?
Okay.
Did you see that sunglasses look?
And I've seen caricature drawings of him before, too.
That's a good one.
You know who it is.
I'm going to go with Mr. T.
Yeah,
he was a thing, wasn't he?
First of the mandakin or whatever they called it. Not a mohawk because he had the side ones. It was great.
Right, but the kid, my friend across the street, Pat, He got that haircut right after seeing that movie. Brave
Pat.
Dude. Yeah.
That's too bad.
Way to go, Pat.
Man.
I'm going to go with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Oh, I had that one, too.
That's a winner.
That's there a big winner. Yep.
I'll go with the person who made me think of this list, and that's Harry Carey.
Let's, I mean, all you have to see is the big glasses. That's the first thing you're going to think of.
You just put giant black glasses on, you're like, hey, Harry Carey.
Exactly. Dave will be like, hey!
Back to Skip.
All right. I'm going to say follow me on this one.
Okay.
Every time.
Okay.
From here on out.
I got you.
Pat Benatar.
Because she launched a million women
short,
with tights.
Short hair, leather pants.
If you remember the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, they even talked about, oh, so-and-so is sporting the Pat Benatar look. And this, she's, you know, so I think she was definitely the forefront of that look.
Iconic look.
So think of that being a kid of the 80s, that was such a common thing you saw with women in the 80s, that haircut.
But
who did it before her? Like, who else would you identify that with?
Nobody. That was it. She started it. That's why Fast Times used her as the person that said,
I think that fits. Fits well enough. Mm-hmm. Andrew.
How about, follow me on this. How about John Wayne?
Yeah.
Is that too broad?
No.
Okay. I think it works.
Because it's not really the silhouette, but it's just the overall and the face. And if you caricature
the whole thing, the whole vibe.
Yeah,
and the artist would probably put a cowboy hat on him.
You just got to
call
people pilgrim.
I feel like he kind of helped launch that certain vibe as well. Yeah. More to like Skip's point, he kind of launched that vibe of, you know, swagger, that specific kind of walk. And that.
Who was your first one? Gumby? Who was your...
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia, that's right.
Gumby.
Now in this one scene that's out of context for what she's known for.
To be fair, I think Princess Leia's a real person. I think Star Wars really happened.
Where do we leave off?
Wheels.
Elton John.
Nice.
Whoa.
There you go.
I mean, it was a million different looks, but any one of them, it's Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
I'm going to go with Dolly Parton.
Oh, good one.
Dave.
I love Dolly Parton.
You okay, Dave?
Yeah, fine.
Dave's eyes were like,
I love Dolly Parton.
There's a couple
today,
of specific looks I'm thinking of.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She's going to be one of those, when she passes away, it's going to be like a national loss.
Everyone will be sad.
There's going to be people
in the
streets.
We have our cabin. There'll be flags at half mast for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be people in the streets at Nashville.
She's iconic. That's why, I mean, she's just great.
I'm going to go Mick Jagger.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
All you had to see is the pucker face.
You see the pucker face.
Yep.
Just careful saying that one.
Everybody will laugh.
You know what it is?
Enunciate
you know
clearly.
What kind of face it is. I didn't come close to saying it, but man,
no, it's just
my butt cinched up pretty good.
Dave's like, woo.
Back to Skip.
All right, follow me on this one. Jennifer Aniston.
Good, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
With the Rachel cut.
Yeah, for sure. That definitely works.
The dude that launched 1,000 mimics.
Mm-hmm. Back to Andrew.
How about Steve Buscemi? Because he's just kind of weird looking, right?
I like that. I like that one. I like that a lot. I actually like that one a lot.
We'll put him up against Marilyn Monroe.
No, I think it's a good one.
Nick and I always talk about if we could be any star, it would be Steve Buscemi.
Really?
I mean, he's making pretty good money.
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah.
He's
one of the most beloved character actors.
And how about being a fireman?
Right.
And
sure.
And showed up on 9/11 to go back to his own house and firehouse and help.
Yeah.
And he's still best known for being weird looking. Literally a national hero. And still best known for having kind of a weird face.
Wheels.
I'm going to go Bruce Springsteen. The working class dude. Like when you think of most people that are essentially rock stars, who are just jeans and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Wheels is going to walk around with a bandana in his butt.
In his butt?
Well, in his back pocket.
Let me tell you how different those two things are.
Just say on his butt.
I don't think so.
I'm going to go with Elvis.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Which one are we going with?
Pantsuits.
Are we going to go with fat Elvis or are we going with young Elvis?
You know, the scarves in his butt.
It's like a tail.
Just pulling him out. Here comes another one. Like the clown. That's a good one. I'm going to go Woody Allen.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's you guys are that's some great ones. Like you said, they're unique-looking people, and I just kept thinking trends.
Yeah, yours are great.
Starting trends. It's just a different deal. So
well, we didn't sell cars all day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, neither did I.
The difference, this is all we did today.
I'm doing other stuff besides
this
that.
All we did was think about this.
We have one pick left if we'd like to throw them out.
Skip, throw them out.
I'm going to do one more follow me on this, because this one is one that I kind of thought was pretty cool. Don Johnson. Remember when he stopped shaving?
To the right guy.
Dude,
he stopped shaving, and everybody, all the guys thought,
why do you think this is always here?
There you go. Don Johnson with the white sport coat.
He may have had a bigger effect on you than anyone else I know.
You're not kidding, man. Like, I don't dress like that anymore because people would make fun of me, but man.
Oh, they made fun of you then.
If I could pick an era, I would be totally 1980s Miami.
I would like you to dress like
white pants, pink jacket,
how do we get
sandals.
How do we get you to dress like that?
I don't know. Dare me.
I dare you.
Okay. I dare you. Gotta do it now.
We all do.
The triple dog dare you.
All right.
Do you have anything left in the wardrobe?
I don't think so.
If you can provide any for me, I'll wear it too.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call you out on this.
I might have to go to Goodwill or something.
It's 2024, and someone says, do you have any Miami Vice clothes? And you go, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, put it this way. If any of them survived from back in the day, they don't fit anymore.
I used to have a white sport coat that fit. I'd wear it every now and then. I mean, it burnt up. I have not replaced it. It's not my top of my list of things to replace.
But yeah.
I used to like that.
Here's what I'll do. That'll be my Halloween costume this year.
Okay.
Cool.
I like it.
Right.
Come in.
You're going dressed as yourself?
I'll be like, the sunglasses. Let's go.
Oh, man. I thought you were playing the song from it. I thought, she is good.
That would be great.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 424. We are doing the Sweet 16 of iconic-looking and whole just vibe personalities, celebrities. John Lennon versus Dolly Parton. Who's the most iconic look?
I'm going to go Dolly.
It's a pretty tough one.
That's a very tough one.
It is tough.
I am going to say John, though.
I am begrudgingly going to say John as well.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Dolly Parton, but I'm going to say John.
John moves on.
Yep, Elton John. What are you going to do?
Jack Nicholson versus Mick Jagger.
Oh, man.
Did you say Elton John? Were you listening?
John Lennon.
Kevin,
I thought he said Elton John.
I literally thought you said
Elton John.
I appreciate the effort, but it's not a good joke.
Yeah. No. Because he's later.
You're like, Dolly Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Jack.
Jagger.
Is that a tie to me?
Tie to you.
Elton John. I'll go Mick.
We tried to help you.
I know.
We tried to save you.
The first two matchups are probably two of the closest matchups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one's pretty good too. Mr. T and Jennifer Aniston.
Both famous for their hairstyles.
I'm going Mr. T.
I'm going Mr. T only because Jen had just the hair, and Mr. T had a whole, he had the vests and the chains.
I'm going to go Jennifer Aniston, because you guys never vote for any of the girls in these things.
Yeah, so I'm going Jen as well.
I knew he was going to do that.
Which way are you going to go, Dave?
I'm not that stupid, Jennifer Aniston. Marilyn Monroe versus Steve Buscemi.
Marilyn.
Now I feel like I have to say Marilyn.
No, you don't. You can just
you can just be yourself and just show your triple down.
Well, I'll say Steve then.
Wow. Skip, what
I'll say Marilyn.
Harry Carey versus Bruce Springsteen.
Harry.
Yeah.
Pat Benatar versus Elvis.
Ooh.
Elvis.
Gotta be Elvis.
I will.
Yeah, I loved my Pat Benatar thing, but I'm going to vote Elvis, too, on that.
Elvis is good.
John Wayne versus Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Basically John. The same guy, so I don't know why they're hitting up against each other. I'll go Woody.
I'll say John.
Woody moves on.
Oh, Rachel supports Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's the best.
Oh, wait, Woody Harrelson? No, I'm voting. I'm voting.
Elton John versus Don Johnson.
John Lennon. I'm going Don Johnson.
I'm going Don Johnson, too.
I didn't really understand the Don Johnson thing, so I'll say Elton John.
Yeah, I'll go Elton.
I'll help these guys out. We talked about it the whole break. Don Johnson, because Miami Vice, he launched the whole, like, push up your sleeves. And
the salt 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah. Okay. The whole deal, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Elite Eight. John Lennon versus Mick Jagger. More iconic look.
Man.
That's a great way to match up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go way Mick to go, Jagger.
Rage. I'm going to go Lennon.
I'll go John.
I'll go Lennon, yeah.
Lennon moves on. Jennifer Aniston versus Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harry Carey versus Elvis.
Ooh.
They both had big glasses.
I'm going Elvis.
I'm going to say Elvis.
Yeah, me too.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Woody Allen versus Don Johnson.
Don.
Go Woody again.
I'll go Don.
Woody.
Don.
I think Don moves on.
Don moves on.
Wow, Don's the chunk of cheese.
Let's go. There you go.
Let's go.
Chunk of Don.
Nice. All right, break a little bit early and
let's do it.
Waste a minute. You talking about bad jokes.
Elton John.
Elton John!
He wins the whole thing.
Welcome back to UGS Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip, how's it going so far this month? It's almost over.
Yeah, it's almost over. I think we've talked about it almost every month at some point. And say, well, we're setting a new record for, you know, what we've done since COVID, you know, the ramping back up. And we are already past our record so far. Since 2020, this is the most vehicles we've sold in a month, and we still got the rest of this week. So
nice.
Very pleased with that. And my guys are just the best. They handle people, and I look at the reviews, and I look at how they do it, and I look at the daily reports on the sales. And I was joking earlier how I didn't sell any cars today because I'm not doing that anymore. I got all this other stuff I got to do just to make things behind the scenes, but they don't need me. They don't need me to sell cars. I know what's going on. I'll talk to them all the time, but they just kick some butt without.
It's a great position.
It is. It is. I feel very, very blessed. And I just, like to see keep rolling. I don't think anything's going to change, but we've got the record for what we've sold in the past, and we're selling everything. I mean, tracks, hand over fist, Silverados. And that's the two bookends of it. You know, Suburbans are a little bit more expensive than Silverados, but we're selling those, but not in as big a volume.
Yeah.
So EVs are in that mix and everything. So, of course, when you sell that many, you get more trade-ins. So a new record brings more trade-ins, so that helps the next month's pre-owned sales.
Yeah.
So it keeps on going. Check out our pricing. You'll see why we are there. More volume means lower prices all the time.
Final four of the Sweet 16, most iconic looks for celebrities, John Lennon versus Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn.
I'm going to go John Lennon.
I will say John.
Ooh, it's a tidy you,
Dave. Yeah. He snuck that in there fast.
I see what you're doing.
Gotta take those women down.
I don't even think you're allowed to say that. I will fight that misogyny with a vote for Marilyn Monroe.
Hey.
Elvis versus Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Elvis.
I don't know, man.
I'll give it to you.
You're going to give it to me?
Yeah.
Don Johnson.
Yeah!
Oh, wow, for the love.
I mean, I tried to look like him to at least some extent. I never tried to look like Elvis, okay? That's not the real reason to say someone's more iconic, but, you know, I like the 5 o'clock shadow at noon and all that. You know, I kind of...
My guy.
Most iconic Marilyn Monroe versus Don Johnson.
Marilyn Monroe.
Don Johnson!
Yes, Don.
Marilyn.
Ooh, tied to Skip.
Are you tying to me again?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Don Johnson then.
Yes!
Wow. Chunk of cheese wins.
Chunk of cheese Johnson.
Now, the super thing.
Yeah?
Who wins the super deal? I was thinking about it this morning. What was last week's deal?
How can we not remember this? There are five of us.
We do 20 hours of show a week.
Yeah.
It was
gingham.
Yes, best material for clothing.
So Don Johnson wins again.
Okay.
Look at
yes.
That.
Look at that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.